We're Talking Health. I'm Jack Terry. Today on Talking Health, we'll be looking at the problem of snoring and how it can actually have an impact on your overall quality of life. All of us hate snoring. It can keep us up and cause damage to our relationships. But breathing properly is one of the easiest ways to ensure our bodies are working at peak efficiency. Snoring is, of course, a sign of poor breathing, which can lead to health problems. We spoke to breathing expert Patrick McKeon, who told us how breathing can help or hinder us.
Several studies with blocking the noses of individuals, forcing them to breathe through their mouth, and their sleep is lighter. So they don't reach down into that deep, deep sleep. And also they're more likely because there's a greater resistance. If you breathe through your nose, there's less resistance on your breathing during sleep. So you're less likely to be taken out of a deep sleep. And the deeper the sleep that we get, the more alert we are waking up. I'd say it's down to really, it's resistance to breathing. You know, the architecture of the mouth changes. The airways change when we breathe through the mouth. The airways dry out. They're more liable to collapse. They become stickier. So there's quite significant changes. You know, and the other thing is nasal rhinitis, for example, if one is a stuffy nose, you're twice as likely to have sleep problems.
He also told us how to treat snoring and improve our breathing.
Nasal dilators are based on what's called a Cottle maneuver. And basically, if you have individuals who are mouth breathing consistently throughout the day, they have poor nasal patency. So their nasal valves are more closed, prone to collapse. We use a mute snoring, to be honest with you. It's a plastic dilator, and we insert it into the nose, and it literally opens up the nose to make breathing easier. And individuals then don't feel so panicked, and they'll switch to nasal breathing. And we need adults breathing through their nose both during wakefulness and during sleep. And yeah, sometimes we do need to, you know, to assist with that, using a nasal dilator such as mute snoring just to open up the nose. But it's really essential, you know, that there's exercise there to decongest the nose. You know, you can simply hold your breath to decongest your nose. And that's been known since 1923. There's been a paper published in that. And my work is when I have individuals coming in with nasal congestion, I show them breath hold exercise, I show them breathing exercise to train their breathing volume, to open up their nose, to help them switch to nose breathing. And that's how we help with sleep.
For more information, please visit mutesnoring.com. We're Talking Health. I'm Jack Terry.